boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I can't believe you, Destiny. Honestly, you are heading into your 29th St. Patrick's Day on this earth. And she has never had a shamrock shake.
Nope.
I can't.
You asked me yesterday, do you like shamrock shakes? And I said, nope. And then I was like,
no, first you said, what is that? And I was like, I beg your ever loving pardon. What?
I did say that. And then you're like, the green things at McDonald's. And I said, oh, no, I don't like those. And then I took a second and I'm like,
I said, do you like milkshakes and do you like mint? And you go, yeah, I do.
I've never had it before, so I can't say I don't like it if I've never had it before.
I'm putting
but
this
I've
to rest.
I just told myself I've never liked it all these years.
Because it's green? I guess that makes sense. So, because you apparently have never had one before, at least you've blocked it out of your memory if you did.
I would remember a green shake. Oh, I would remember.
We have them here today. So, I guess we're capturing.
I used to hate mint, like ice cream.
I don't really like mint ice cream, but I love these.
But you know how you get older, your taste buds change?
Yep.
I've noticed in the last year or two, I've started to like it more. So I have a feeling I could like this.
Okay, well, I have already been drinking mine.
Have you really?
Yeah, because I know. I mean, I grew up on these things. I know I like them. So why are you sniffing it?
I smell my food before I eat it. Just to make sure it smells good.
It doesn't smell like anything because it's ice cream. So can you just get on with it?
All right.
I need to know if you're going to like it or not.
Oh, ew. Hold on. It's a little frozen.
Yeah, it was in the freezer so that we could. We literally have
I'm trying
been
to
waiting
suck
for
right
this
now.
Moment for her to try it for the first time. So I see it in the straw.
Hold on. You know, that's good.
Uh-huh.
That reminds me of those little patties that Olive Garden gives you.
Yeah, Andy's mints.
Yeah, those little, I love those things.
It's just like that, except there's not really, I don't think there's really any chocolate in these.
Oh man, imagine if they did put chocolate in this though.
Imagine
chocolate
if
syrup.
You would have tried this, I don't know, 20 years ago.
That's what I'm thinking. I went how many years of my life without this? So that's kind of what I'm thinking.
As I said, I knew you would like it. I can't believe you were like, no, I don't like it.
Here's how much I didn't know about a shamrock shake, because I went to McDonald's today and I go, hi, do you have those green shakes? And they were like, yeah, we do.
Have you literally ever talked to another person in your life? Because everybody knows what a shamrock shake is.
It's good. I give it a thumbs up.
Great.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Here you were thinking that you're going to have to go through your man's phone to find him cheating.
Yes.
No longer. Gone are the days, baby. Because you could just scroll on TikTok and find somebody else talking about him, outing him as a cheater.
I would love this. Makes my life easier.
Oh, okay. That's not what I was expecting you to say. You would love this.
No, that's not what I meant. I don't want them to cheat on me. That came out really bad. I don't want you to cheat on me. I meant, like, it just makes my life easier. You know what I mean? Like,
you're not doing the research.
I don't have to do the research. I just be scrolling on my For You page and, oh, well, she did the work for me. Thank you.
I've seen this happening, I don't know, over the last year or so where people kind of expose somebody that they see out in public for being a cheater. But one recently has gone absolutely viral. It's this girl named Tiana, and she outed this guy for supposedly cheating on his fiance during a bachelor trip to Vegas.
If your fiance just went on his bachelor trip to Las Vegas and was at the MGM Wet Republic pool yesterday, Sunday, March 9th, he cheated on you. I went to test the waters, so I went over and I just said, hi, where are you from, whatever, and he was super flirty. And I said, oh, are you the one getting married? And he said, supposedly, something like that. Their entire group was wearing pink hats, and I have his Instagram. His name rhymes with Kat Saddams. I hope it wasn't you, but he cheated on you.
Yikes. I mean, she gave enough information where if you sent your man off to his bachelor party, you probably would know where he's staying because she named the hotel pool. She named the date. She included that they all had pink cowboy hats on, which I'm sure you probably would see pictures
of. You would see those photos and you would know.
A rhyming name. So I can't imagine being that girl and watching that TikTok and being like, hold up, wait a minute. Is that my guy?
My question is, why did she test the water, though?
Well, so she goes on to explain, because that's a lot of people are like, are you weird for that? Sort of. She said that she saw him being really flirty with other girls. Oh. She wanted to get his name is why she went up and asked. Mm. So she was like, hey, are you getting married? And he was like, supposedly. And then she's like, oh, what's your name? She got his Instagram and she said she's not going to put it out there publicly, mostly because she doesn't want to get sued. But if you're a girl watching and you feel like it's your guy, she says Instagram DM her and then she'll send the profile. And if it's your man, then that'll confirm it for you. So that's why she kind of stuck her head in it a little bit to get his name.
Got it. I'm like, are there girls out here testing the water on purpose?
I hope not.
Because I would not do that.
No, that's probably not a good idea.
Can you imagine if that was something you were into?
Just testing the waters?
Yeah, I could never.
I don't know that anybody does
it
that.
It sounds like she's into it. She's like, oh, let me test the water and see. I'm good never.
I think she's trying to help somebody out.
No, she was doing bad, I think.
Okay, so you're not for... At the beginning, you said you loved this, and now you hate it.
Something's fishy about it. I don't like it. I like that she... Thank you for posting it on Facebook, but I don't know. I feel like she purposely did so. It just seems weird. Why did she do that?
To help the girl out.
I don't like that. Why'd you test the water?
Oh, I think you're stuck on a detail that actually does not matter in this story.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
If you ask Abby on our Z102.9 Facebook page, what food do you refuse to try? And she says sauerkraut. Amen, sister. I've actually already had it before, but I get why she probably wouldn't want to try it. It looks weird.
And the name is a little off-putting, I'm not going to lie.
And the smell's a little off-putting. I get it.
Fair enough.
I get it, Abby.
There are plenty of foods out there that, for whatever reason, you just refuse to try. And we want to hear what that is. I don't think of myself really as a picky eater. Mm-hmm. I had to think hard about this. What have I never tried?
You are very adventurous.
Especially as I've gotten older. I feel like I will try almost anything, except I did think of a couple of things. Number one, I refuse to try calamari.
Oh, girl, it's so good.
I like seafood. Something about the shape of them when they still have legs that is off-putting to me. And anybody that I have asked says it's like rubbery or bouncy. And that sounds like not appetizing to me. So for that reason, I don't try it and I refuse to try it. The other thing that I have never tried and I'd be cool with like going the rest of my life without ever trying is Spam.
What?
Spam.
You have never had Spam?
I don't think I've ever actually had Spam because when I think about it, it shudders down my spine.
No, it's nasty. I'm going to give you that. It is absolutely disgusting. If you say you like Spam, who hurt you? That's what I want to know. I had Spam. We grew up on Spam.
I know a lot Spam's of people cheap. Say oh that God. They like it was a staple in their house.
No, I know.
Like it or not.
You cannot pay me enough to do it again. I think you need to have it just because it's iconic and you need to have it. But it is absolutely disgusting. There is nothing good about Spam.
Dude, meat in a can.
And it comes out in the shape. Oh, my God. It's like cranberry sauce.
It's like
Thanksgiving.
Play-Doh in real food. So apparently Kathy on the text line has lived her entire life without ever trying a bratwurst.
Oh, so good, Kathy.
I wonder why. I wonder what that reason is that she refuses. Maybe she's just grossed out by it. Mm. I could understand that. Some other foods that people refuse to eat, which, by the way, if there's something that you've gone your whole entire life without eating, you can let us know what it is. Michael said liver.
Yep, I'm good. Thank you. Fair. It's the name alone.
Why didn't they come up with something like, I don't know.
Sliver. It's still weird.
Sounds a little bit more appealing. 6421 says octopus or crawdads.
Ew.
Yep. You got us there. That is also not appealing. Tracy, what's that food that you refuse to try?
Sardine.
Ooh, I think I have never tried those either, and I'm cool with never doing that.
They are awful. They smell. No.
Especially if they come in a can. It's just not, it's displeasing.
Yes. Yep, yep.
Yes, my mom and dad, they would eat them with crackers.
Ooh. Oh, God.
Salty and crackers.
I get that. There's a lot of gross things, but up until today, Destiny, you had never tried a shamrock shake.
It was because it was green, and I'm like, a shake shouldn't be green. It should be pink, brown.
But you like it. You tried it. You finally tried it, and you
really
liked
great.
It.
It's really good. I feel dumb for not trying it the last 29 years of my life. Another thing, like exactly like that, it's really just what it looks like alone throws me off, and that is rhubarb. We had a plant in our backyard growing up. My dad, if you like this, please don't close your ears. My dad mowed over it every year.
Oh my God.
So we didn't know what to do with it. Well, he never used it. Like, he never cooked with it. He never made a pie with it. I don't know what you do much other than with a pie with
rhubarb.
We used
to eat it with sugar. My grandma had.
Oh God.
Oh gosh. You just unlocked a memory. We'd literally just dip it in sugar.
Ew, that sounds absolutely disgusting. Well, good. We had one in our backyard. You could smell it. It smelled gross to me. It looked disgusting to me. And I was always thankful my dad mowed over it. And
am I forgetting what this looks like? What does it look like?
It was gigantic. I mean,
rhubarb. It looks like celery, dude.
Also gross.
Okay. Anyways,
nothing about that looks. Tell me that doesn't look unattractive.
It's like
to you.
Red celery with big leaves. Okay.
Always had bugs all over it in our yard. It did, and it didn't smell good. And I will never have rhubarb pie. Do not make it for me. That just sounds disgusting. No, you can't tell me that's a good pie. You just can't. I will not be convinced.
What if I brought one in and told you it was something else, like strawberry?
If I can smell the rhubarb, I will not eat it. But if I don't smell it, then you probably would get away with it. You're going to try, aren't you?
I'm just like, can you really smell rhubarb that much?
I can. It stinks, in my opinion.
I feel like you're lying.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Hang on a second. I gotta check something.
You're like, what are you doing? Did you just put your ear up to the window?
I did. I had to hear something. The birds are chirping, you guys.
You know what that means? I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
Well, that's what I was doing. I was listening. Like, what's up, girlies? Tell me what the haps is out there. Because, you know, we're inside for the next couple hours. They said it's nice out. It's like...
Oh, that's what the girls said.
The girls are the birds in the front lawn.
No, I know.
They're singing outside the window. It's really cute. They said it's like, you know, light hoodie weather. It's going to be definitely going to need some sunglasses if you head out there. Uh-huh. And not quite t-shirt weather. Don't get ahead of yourself. But that's what the girlies told me in the front yard.
How do you respond back to the girlies?
Oh, ooh, I cannot reveal that.
I didn't know if you like...
They know.
You know?
Nope, they know. What they know.
Oh, I don't know.
No, that's too much. I can't tell you right now.
If you told me, you'd have to kill me. Something like that.
Exactly like that.
Whether you go out tonight, tomorrow, or even if you're going to do it on Sunday, just remember you do have to work on Monday, okay? But if you hit the bars up this weekend to celebrate St. Patrick's Day and you're single, there's probably going to be other people who are single in the bar too.
Oh, okay? Definitely. And you have a couple green beers, you're going to be the bravest person in the bar.
Oh, 100%. And we want to help you out. So grab a pen and paper, write some of these down. We have some St. Patrick's Day theme inspired, I guess I would say, pickup lines.
Well, yeah, because you could just like go up to somebody and be like, can I get you a drink? Can I get you a green beer? Mm-hmm. But like, we want you to stand out. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And I'm tired of hearing, are you from Tennessee? Because you're the only 10 I see. No, don't do that this weekend.
No, be
you
festive.
Understand me?
You have to be festive.
Okay. So I've got one for you. Irish, you are my lover.
Classic.
Is that a good one?
Irish is a good one. You could pretty much say anything you want after that.
Yeah, pretty much. How many leprechauns does it take to break the ice?
Oh, that
answer.
Am I supposed to answer?
Yeah.
One.
None. I'm Destiny.
Nice. You've been like, that one, I'm not gonna lie, especially if I had a couple green beers, it would maybe go over my head.
You'd be like, wait, now you're trying to do math. Like, okay, yeah. You're right. Maybe it wasn't my best effort there. Okay. It doesn't take a Guinness to realize you're the best looking person here.
I love that. And I love it if you say it to somebody who's drinking a Guinness.
Oh, yeah.
That is
exactly
total key way to start a great conversation.
Okay. All right. Here we go. One of my last ones. I can't do that. I'm so glad I'm not doing it. I hope somebody does this to me. I don't know if I can do this. I'd be so nervous. This one makes me nervous. I'm doubling my efforts to get you to go out with me. I would say yes if you said it to me, but I don't think I could say it. That's a good one. Did you see me? I just laughed.
I don't think you're going to get a yes if you laugh immediately.
I know, that's the whole point. I can't laugh.
Well, try it again.
I'm doubling. Okay. I'm doubling my efforts to get you to go out with me.
You turn into like a country bumpkin. I'm doubling my efforts.
And this weekend, you are going to score yourself a date.
It's Why not? Happen.
Yeah.
How fun. You're already out partying.
Yeah.
You're comfortable. You're having fun. Why not, I don't know, hit on somebody?
Yeah. And you know what's cool is that this weekend, like, it's different than all the other weekends because you can hit them with a special cooler pickup line than mm-hmm. normal. I mean, normally you have to do the basic pickup lines, but this weekend you could do like a St. Patrick's Day inspired pickup line. And I feel like, honestly, like, it would totally work on me.
Normally I hate pickup lines. I think they're cheesy, but because these are like themed and are overly cheesy, I'm sort of into it. Mm-hmm. So I want to add to your list of, you know, pickup lines to keep in your toolbox for the weekend, no matter what day you're going out. So the first idea I have is, I think you're the pot of gold I've been searching for all day.
Aww.
It'd be great if you had on a leprechaun hat.
Yes.
Or one of those big fake beards.
And you know what you could do is give out those little chocolate gold pieces.
The coins?
Yes.
Okay. I like it. I think that one's sweet. They're going to get less sweet as I go, okay?
Oh, God.
Classic, but I think you could go with, I'm not Irish at all, but I still think you should kiss me. You can't be, I mean, unfortunately. Because, you know, some people say, kiss me, I'm Irish. You're not Irish.
I'm not, yeah.
That's how you get around that one. Okay.
I like that.
Now we get a little crazy.
Uh-oh.
Is it weird to say that you remind me of Lucky Charms? Because you're magically delicious.
Oh, man. Where are we going tonight?
Well, I mean, that's an excuse to keep Lucky Charms in your pocket and make it a little...
That one worked on me.
A little less weird. Okay, this is my last idea, and honestly, kind of my favorite because it's pretty creative. Can you say top of the morning at night? If not... Can I wish you a top of the morning tomorrow?
Oh, snap!
Smooth,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, because you're securing it. I like that.
Okay, if I can't say it tonight, let me stay the night and I'll say it tomorrow. Oh boy, is it a big weekend. We've got St. Patrick's Day coming up on Sunday, which means you probably have some... gatherings, whether it be before you hit the bars, after you hit the bars,
yep.
Or you're just choosing to hang out on the couch instead.
Or I'm choosing to stay home and watch the Taylor Swift Eras Tour.
Yeah, but you still want to be in the spirit.
But I want to be in the spirit, you know? Yeah.
Okay, that is what I'm here for. I have a holiday spirits recipe. Again, it's not green beer. I'm not super into that. I know that you're not a super big beer drinker. You want something else, something a little sweeter. So I thought, what better thing for St. Patrick's Day than a drunken shamrock shake.
Ooh, drunken.
You tried a real one for the first time ever today.
It's really good.
Confirmed she likes it, so thank God, because I did not have a backup plan for this. Okay, so this is more like a martini, so it's not going to be frozen, but you could add ice cream if you mm-hmm. wanted to, but I don't think anybody wants to hear a blender running on their radio on their way home.
No.
So
no.
We chose not to. So I have a shaker full of ice, and first, this is all going to be equal parts. This is really easy. So I'm doing a shot of Bailey's Irish Cream, obviously, St. Patrick's Day, got to do the Bailey's. And then next, I'm doing an ounce of vanilla vodka, which
yum.
Smells amazing for vodka. And then to hopefully make it green. I'm a little worried that it's not going to be that green. I have creme de menthe, which is
yum.
Green. You can get it without the color if you're like allergic to that, but it's also minty. It smells so good. Oh, it's very much green. Good. I was worried about that. And then to top it off in the shaker, you can kind of pick what you want to do with this. I chose heavy whipping cream. You could do regular milk. You could do oat milk, almond milk, whatever you choose. But I thought heavy whipping cream would be the most desserty.
Yeah.
So now, where's my lid? Oh, my favorite part. I'm going to
shake it up, girl.
Shake it up.
Look at that. She's doing good.
She got me a new shaker for Christmas, and this one's much better.
It's not. You don't have to sound as weak when you do it.
Thank you. It's much larger than the other one. Okay, now I'm going to, how do I get this lid off? Oh, strain it into, oh, it's a beautiful green color. I can't even lie to you.
What kind of green? Like a dark green, a light green? I can't see right now.
It's like a minty green. I know we had our real Shamrock Shakes earlier. Those are like bright green.
Yeah.
Which I think you said you were scared of the color.
Yeah.
These are a little more minty because the Bailey's is like cream. Okay. And then this is an unnecessary step, but you know me.
She's extra.
I am. Because it's a shamrock shake, you need whipped cream, obviously.
Did you just put that in your mouth?
You have to before you put it on the drink, obviously. What do you think I am? An adult? Okay. I also put some on the drinks after I, you know, squirted it in my mouth.
Oh my God.
And controversial. Today, our Shamrock Shakes did not have cherries on them, but I remember them having cherries on them always growing up. So I'm going to top each of our little martinis.
With a cherry?
With a cherry.
Okay.
And, okay, I'm going to bring you yours over really quick.
Perfect. That sounds good to me. I'm really excited about this, to get this, because I did like the Shamrock Shake, so I should hopefully... Oh, wow, that is a gorgeous green. Wow.
Right? I'm impressed.
Oh my God, this smells so good.
Oh man, okay, well, the
cherries down there.
The cherry sunk, it was a little heavy.
In case you're wondering, cherries do not float.
Dang it, it was a little bit heavy, I guess. I just used a maraschino cherry in that. That didn't work too well, okay.
Oh my God.
Did you try it? Is it good?
Yes, this is good.
Mm.
I'm drinking this all weekend long while I watch the Taylor Swift Eras Tour.
Oh yeah, it's minty, it's creamy. If you're not down to like chug a whole milkshake, this I think is a good alternative. The whipped cream helps too.
This is good.
I'm satisfied with this.
That was a good. That was good.
So on Thanksgiving, what am I talking about? I was going to say on St. Patrick's Day, you could do what we did today. Start the day with a real Shamrock Shake.
Yes. Yes.
And then a couple hours later, end it with the drunken Shamrock Shake.
Yeah.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I was going to say a hypothetical question for you, but it really isn't anymore based on... the developments that are happening. So I'll just ask you flat out, if there was a remake of the Titanic, the ship itself, if there was a replica made, would you get on it?
Question.
You're going to answer for the question? I just wanted a yes or no.
No.
I have a lot of answers.
No, I just have a question. Is the goal, like, what is the, is it just a cruise? Or they're reenacting the movie.
Well,
that's what
no.
I'm asking. They're not reenacting the movie, correct?
That I don't believe that's the goal. Let me.
Because I don't think I would survive if that's what you're asking me.
No, definitely not. This is.
But if it's just a cruise, then yeah, I would do it. If it's it's kind of disrespectful now I think about it.
Okay, well, let me tell you what's happening, and then you can make your full and final decision, because this is something that there is an Australian. Like billionaire, basically. His name is Clive Palmer, who has had this idea on and off for like the last 10, 15 years, honestly, about building the Titanic 2, which would be a replica of the ship that we all know what happened in that movie and in real life. And now He says the pandemic really slowed him down, but now that that's over, he seriously wants to launch this in 2027, aka the next 3 years. So his goal would be to have the ship look exactly the same as the original Titanic. It would carry 2,435 passengers. It would have first, second, and third class, just like they did back in the day. It would have the traditional dining rooms and smoking room and an old-fashioned gym. And, like, literally, it's going to be a carbon copy of the original. And he hinted that there would be, like, period costumes that people could dress up in. If you're in first class, it probably would be something very fancy, whereas third class would be less fancy. So this has people arguing whether they would go on it, whether they feel right about going on it. I've seen a lot of people on TikTok being like, yeah, no, I'm good, thanks. We saw how the first one went.
Yeah.
Which is kind of the side that I'm taking. Like, I'm good. Thanks so much.
Well, is it educational, too? Are we going to learn about... I know there... Isn't there a museum or something like that where you get... I believe you get handed a card and you find out at the end whether you survived or not. I've always wanted to do that. I think that is so fascinating.
There's a lot of places like that.
It could be like that, but I just am... I'm also just like, I'm good, thank you.
I don't think it's, as far as we know, like, it's in early development. Like I said, this has been, they've been trying to make this happen forever. But I think he just wants to recreate the experience with a different outcome, I guess. Hopefully,
yeah,
with the ship not sinking. I'm surprised. I really thought if anybody would want to go on this, it would be you, because I can imagine
that. I would rather go on other cruises.
I just thought you would want to be on the front of the deck.
And that does sound super romantic to me, by the way. That was one of my first thoughts, was I hope that they have that, and that's what I want
to
do.
Say,
I want to put my arms out. I want someone behind me doing the exact same thing. Like, that is romantic.
I'll never let go.
Oh, my God. That's so romantic.
You're totally buying a ticket to this thing.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
So currently somebody is trying to impersonate my sister, Caitlin, on Facebook right now. I don't really know who.
Like, they made a completely separate account.
Exactly.
That's catfishing people almost.
100%. I know this because they sent me a friend request.
Oh, that's always weird.
I know. So I have some advice if anybody out there is, like, I don't know, into scamming people, I guess. I guess I'd like to give you advice on how to do it better, because this person really sucks at their job.
Did you notice it right away? Like, normally you're like, you get some sort of message that's like, buy this tea that makes you lose 5,000 pounds.
100%. Or, oh my God, I can't believe I saw you in this video. And then you want to click the link. Or, hey, I think this person you know is dead. And then you want to click the link or whatever. No, it wasn't anything like that. Here's where they went wrong. First off, right off the bat, they sent me a friend request. All right. Here's where you went wrong. Why would you send friend requests to her family? We have the same last name. Why would you do that, scammer? Because number one, we have a family group chat. You know what I did immediately? I sent a screenshot of that.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, this seems odd. Someone's trying to impersonate you. That was dumb. Send it to other people. Why would you send it to her family? Send it to her friends who maybe aren't going to catch it.
Right.
Why would you send it to her family? That's the first thing we're going to do, is we're going to talk to each other in the family group chat. So that's...
I guess I've never thought of it like that, because normally they do, like, go through the person they're impersonating's friend list.
Because they want to send them the link.
Yeah. And they just they copy and paste it. They try to request to all those people. But yeah, when you really
think
about it.
Stay away from the family. All right, scammers, if you're out there, stay away from the family.
Doesn't make sense.
That's so stupid. Pick friends. Don't pick family members. And I get you may not know whose family if they don't have the last name, but if they have the same last name, don't pick them.
Skip it. Yeah. Stupid, okay, that makes sense.
Stupid idiot. So stupid. Number two that they went wrong is this is how I knew it was a scam right away. They spelled her last name wrong by one letter.
I was wondering if that was going to be it. It was in my head. I'm like, either the profile picture is slightly off.
Oh, no, it's spot on. Well, when I got the friend request, there was no profile picture. So that was another
That's always weird.
Red flag for me. But the last name was misspelled by one letter. Instead of having an N, it had a K. That's a dead giveaway. But when my other sister got the friend request, she had a profile picture.
Uh-huh.
So that would be a little bit harder, I guess, maybe for her to catch that it was a spam. But again, it still had the misspells, so it's not as long.
Right, but I guess if you did it from like, or sent the request to like somebody from their high school, they probably would be like, oh, did I say their name wrong for 4 years of my life?
It's one of those things where, have you ever seen those things on Facebook where you're like reading what you think is a meme and then it's like at the bottom is like, reread this because you read something wrong. It's almost like that. If I would have gotten the friend request originally and it had a profile picture, maybe I wouldn't have caught the misspell in her last name, that there was one letter that was off. I maybe wouldn't have noticed that, but there was no profile picture right there. That was a red flag. So that's another thing you went wrong. You originally didn't have a profile picture. Number two, you spelled her last name wrong. That's three. That's three things you went wrong.
Yeah. I wonder, do you think they just chose to misspell the last name, or was it like a typo and they were like banging their head in the keyboard like, God dang it.
Well, that's true, because Facebook, once you, I don't know if you've ever bothered changing your name on Facebook.
You can only do it once every 30 days.
Uh-huh. So then they were like, you're right. They're probably like, God dang it, I gotta wait 30 days.
I wasted one.
If your Facebook were to get hacked, would it be the end of the world for you? My sister, her Facebook isn't technically hacked, but it's being impersonated. Somebody is trying to pretend to be my sister on Facebook currently and sending friend requests to other people. So I'm assuming what their goal is hopefully they'd send a request to you, Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
You would accept it and then they would send you a DM like, hey, you wouldn't believe what I saw in this video.
Right.
And then you would click the link thinking it's a video and then boom, spammed.
I've never had this happen.
Whatever.
I see it happen all the time. You always see people being like, don't add that new mm-hmm. Facebook page of me. It's not me. I would feel really guilty though if one of my like, I don't know, friends or family members clicked one of those links. So I am glad it's never happened.
Yeah.
It's definitely a fear of mine. But that's not what I worry the most about getting hacked on.
What are you worried about?
I feel like my social medias are all pretty clean. I don't like have any crazy messages, or I guess maybe my archived photos. If they unarchived those, that would be a little bit embarrassing, but I could get past that. I don't want my iCloud to get hacked.
Why?
Mostly for my photos. Now, let me tell you why. Get your head out of the gutter. It's not because I have nasty pictures on my phone or anything. That's not a concern at all. However, I have a couple things I worry about. Number one is the amount of screenshots I take of
receipts.
Uh-huh. Text conversations or DMs mm-hmm. or screenshots of, I don't know, maybe somebody that I don't necessarily like the most, their post, if I send it to somebody else to be like, did you see this?
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to be exposed in that way. And I also have an embarrassing amount of photos of my cats that I don't need them to know how bad it is.
That you take that many photos.
Yeah, it's a little bit embarrassing. So I don't want to be exposed as a screenshotter or a crazy cat woman.
No, I get that.
Please stay out of my iCloud.
I'd be so nervous and a little afraid if a hacker scammer got into my Twitter or X now.
Do you even use that?
No. Well, sort of. Now, here's the reason why. Not because like I have any bad tweets or anything. No.
Your liked tweets?
No. I have a DM in there. Well, one, I have the DM between me and Post Malone's dad. That means the world to me, okay? That conversation will always mean so much to me. But number two, I have a DM between me and myself and I have a conversation going back and forth with myself on Twitter.
That you currently chat on with yourself?
Yes.
For what?
The conversation with myself on Twitter, that's where I'm embarrassed by, because I don't want anyone to, now I hope nobody's listening and I just told you, but I have a conversation with myself on Twitter and it's embarrassing and I don't want anyone to know that. It's because I don't want to forget all the concerts I've been to. So I send myself a message on Twitter to tell myself who I saw in concert.
What?
Okay. So like I send my...
No, I know what you're saying.
You know, like how people keep track of how many states they've been to. You know what I mean? Like, I've been to Alaska. I've been to California. Like, whatever. I like to keep track of all of the concerts I've been to. But I've been to so many, I'm starting to forget. I also have short-term memory loss, okay? So I have a DM between me, myself, and I on Twitter where after the concert, I send myself a message on Twitter telling myself I just saw the Jonas Brothers so I can look back on it and remember that I saw the Jonas Brothers.
Are you? I feel like I should be sad for you.
Why? Do you want to hear the conversation?
Because I don't believe that that's all you're sending yourself.
No, that's really.
I feel like you're going, hey, what's up? I had a really bad day.
Swear to God.
Oh, I'm so sorry, me. What, did you cry?
Look.
Dude.
I really am having a conversation with myself on Twitter.
Have you ever heard of the Notes app?
Dude, you might be going out tonight. You might be going out tomorrow or risking it and you're doing it all on Sunday.
Or doing all three. Good for you. Good luck, soldier. Party safely.
You're probably not going to work on Monday. God bless you.
And you know what? I don't blame you or judge you.
But if you are going out this weekend and you want to maybe, I don't know, spark a new conversation with somebody, we are here to help you with some more St. Patrick's Day themed, inspired, whatever, pickup lines.
Yeah.
We hit you with some earlier in the show, and we've got some more that we want to hit you with.
They are never ending, so why not a couple more before we leave for the night?
Okay, here, I've got one.
Okay.
You must be a four-leafed clover because I'm lucky to have found you.
Oh.
Why are you looking at me like that? I'm trying to wink at you. Did it work?
Is that the only one you have?
That's the only one I have.
Okay.
Did it work, though?
No, it didn't. I'm not going to lie to you. It didn't.
Because
you were blinking like you had something in your eye. It was weird.
I got to work on my winking.
How about this? All right. I have a sweet and I have a spicy.
I'm going to tell you whether or not it will work on me.
Okay.
Ooh, there's a spicy one?
Maybe.
Hit me with the spicy one last.
Okay. I caught a leprechaun today, but I'll have to let you meet him because he did his job. I was lucky enough to meet you.
Aww.
Sweet, right?
That was cute,
creative. Or, you know what? Why beat around the bush? You see someone across the bar that you're like, ooh, I want to take my chances and let them know that I'm feeling them. And just say, hey, baby, you make my shamrock shake.
Oh.
I don't know what that means, but...
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.